So last week, we covered so much, and I hope you can hear it. And by the way, you know, you can hear it audio too on, what is it called?
SoundCloud.
So when you're going to sport and all this, that, there is something called SoundCloud. You put it there and just listen to it. Try to listen to last week's class because we covered so much. I cannot repeat it again. So we are here to talk about Or Chozer. Aya Kli HaKabbalah Shebakav. Or Chozer, let's understand it on a simple language. Or Chozer היה כלי הקבלה של שבקו. The returning light, the reflector light, was the vessel of receiving within the line. Now, what is the line? The line is a situation that took place after the Tzimtzum. What is Tzimtzum? My desire not to receive everything that the Creator want to give. So what I'm doing, I'm stop receiving, but I'm still receiving through the kav, through the line. And the Or Chozer is basically become my new receiving. The returning light become my new receiving. What does that mean for us? Of course, it's an important lesson. It means for us that on a simple level, not even to know Kabbalah on a deeper level, that our receiving system here is a bit corrupted. Why? Because we want to receive something, we grab it. The receiving has to happen by me pushing it away, and that system becomes the receiving for what exists, and that's how I receive. So I'm not here to receive, I'm here to build a system of receiving. Is that clear? It's important to understand, okay? So, let's say, simple thing, money, right? That's a less important thing in life. I mean, it is important, but it's not, it's a physical thing. So you want to receive 1 million. You have to build a system to receive 1 million. Your system is rotten, not you. As much as you want it, it's not going to help. So if you go to different courses of wonderful speakers like Les Brown, Tony Robbins, other people, and they talk well, they don't explain it deeply spiritually enough, but if you listen to a speech, I love their speech, they're very good. They say, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Now, what is that believe in yourself? When you believe in yourself, you are in that moment not too greedy and thirsty for what you want. So what happened? You create an affinity with what's there. And for that reason, you can say no to it. Try to imagine a table with 5 chefs and 5 poor people from the street. There is a 6th chef who brings all the food to the table. What do you think is going to happen in the table? Try to imagine. The 5 poor people from the street will jump on the food and eat it. They don't care. They don't wait. The other chef just looking at it, and they are capable of letting it go. Because they believe, they know what it is, they believe they're capable. So what makes you build a system of Or Chozer, of returning light, is the ability to know that you're already somebody. When somebody doubts who you are, and you believe in it, it's not their fault, it's your fault. Or it's your responsibility, whatever you choose. Either it's your fault or your responsibility. Because once you don't believe in yourself, you cannot create Or Chozer. Or Chozer can only be created when you believe in yourself. Do you understand? It's very important. Now, of course, the next question is, how do you believe in yourself? So two styles. Either work on your mind or either work on your action. Work on the mind is the hardest way, but it's possible. Meditation, Nidbonenut, all those things. Or work on your action. Go and try and get 1,000 no and don't let it affect you. Right? I mean, we hear about those people that people don't believe in them. And they make it anyway. They make it anyway. Baruch Hashem. They make it. People say, I don't believe you can do anything with yourself. Look at you. Sometimes even a teacher has to do it to a student. Why? Because the student have to rise above that. If the student don't rise above the doubts of a teacher, it's not the fault of the teacher, it's the fault of the student. And then, so you see all those coaching movies and all this and that, when a coach become too tough on a student. And then that student become all of a sudden the star. He raised his level above what the teacher say. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So, let's say when I'm negotiating deals, right? I'm having all kind of thing I do. I mean, my spectrum is like 1,000 things I do. Right? From healing to business things, for that, from rabbi to everything. Okay? So, if you take me in the old days, it will be tough. Today I was going to a big school. They negotiate with me. They call me. They want me to do for them their study and everything like this. And how much I ask. So, they're negotiating. I'm coming to the meeting, embarrassing. The person who welcomed me said, why are you here? In the old days, I'll be insulted and defensive and aggressive and angry. So I said, I have no idea why I'm here. I don't even know how to answer it. I said, why am I here? I think I'm here because you asked me to be here. No, 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 they say. Okay. So what I do, I continue business as it is. Continue. Because if those people will make me believe that I'm not good, it's not their fault. Do you understand how you need to think? That's Orkozer. You have to get into a place where you are, know who you are. If you tell me, Eliyahu, you need to lose some weight. Yes, I do. You know, not a big mystical spherot ticket. I'm with you on that, son or girls, you know. But somebody will tell me, I'm not sure you understand well the Or Chozer, let's say. I said, I think I do, but I would like to learn more. And then ego, many people get confused with the word ego. Ego is not when you have ego over things that you sure of who you are. That's not ego, that's fact. If you have ego over the fact that you have, that's stupid, that's not ego. That means you're dumb. Ego is when you think you are something you're not. You know, you start thinking, I can fly. You know? So, you gotta believe in yourself as you walk around. And that will attract success. So, if you don't have 1 million, it's not because 1 million is not there. It's not because, how should I explain it? It's you don't work hard enough. You're not good. It's not. It's what you believe it is. If you read the book, The Secret, wonderful book, by the way. A lady, wonderful idea, by the way. I wish I can come up with ideas soon how to collect spiritual people now to do it together. What she did, you read it, right? All of you read it, right? So I read it like 3 times. It's wonderful, wonderful book. What she did there, she put people together who talk about the law of affinity. If you look at the book, there is not enough content, not enough example, not enough thing there to go and said, okay, do that, and I'm a believer. No, it's almost like you read it and you need, hello, I need help here. Who can I call? You know? What's his name? The guy from Agape, Mr. Asraf, this, that, you know? Those people teach a very simple formula. Do you believe? Do you believe that it's there? Do you believe that you are the one? If you don't, why you try to convince other people that you are the one? Why? Why do you try to convince other people that you are the one if you yourself don't believe? What are you trying to do? You want to believe in yourself while enough people believe in you? Stop that. I mean, you look at our Mr. President right now, Trump, right? Everybody killing him and this and that. So people a lot of time ask me, what do you think? What do you think? Mr. Trump, such a bad, they speak. I said, well, actually, I like the guy. He said, why you like the guy? So first, I met him twice. He's not as evil as everybody say. Second, I have to say that he speak as he wish. Other president tried to please me as I wish. And then nothing happened. So I'd rather somebody speak as they wish, and I judge him. And I know what's in the box. I don't want want to open the box for my birthday and there is a spider jumping on me. Where is it? Still have it here? Still have that thing here. Yeah? You remember that box? They opened.
Yeah.
So I couldn't restrict not buying it, you know. I had to buy it, I'm sorry. You know, don't let Amazon open in my computer or my phone. Dangerous person, no. Then I spend everything buying, because everything's convincing. I'm a believer, you know, that can be useful. Okay? And the idea is, if you want to create Or Chozer, you first have to, again, I'm saying it, but it's so dangerous what I'm about to say. You have to think of yourself. You know, most people, and you know what, why should I be afraid to tell you? You have to have a little ego, healthy ego. Because insecurity is a type of ego that kill people. I want you to list all the people who killed the most amount of people in the world. I will prove to you all of them were not bad people. They were insecure. Insecurity is the mother of all evil. I'm promising this. I had how many groom back off from the marriage? How many kalot, bride back off from their wedding that I met in my life? You know, how many? Endless. And it bothered me so much. It bothered me because I'm advising them about the money. So I can't tell you, they have to put the, I don't know if you know that, you put a deposit, and if you are in Boca, there's fancy hotel there, put the, it's a lot of money, I'm talking about a lot, I'm sure here too, but why? What happened? So you see that they are so insecure, and their mother and father and problem and this, they cannot create a system for where the fulfillment come to. What is the name of that system? Or Chozer. If you don't believe you have enough, how can you give it back? How can you give it back? So we got a dog now. Who believe my family ever gonna get a dog? Never in my dream. I mean, my dream I did want a dog, but Debbie has allergy. So we said, never a dog, never a dog. So my kids came to me and said, one day, for 2.5 years, they talked to me about it. I said, you're good in cell, convince him. I said, I cannot convince her. And she will become, you know, different form, face. We don't want to mess with that. So, I cannot tell you about the dream, but a dream, but bottom line, they go to get a dog. We went to a shelter, all the family. Looking at dog, Baruch Hashem, like a nightmare. You know, that's not for me, but that's how it's going to end. Debbie already agreed, I will take a pill, whatever. We're going to another shelter. That's really it was scary. The most dangerous dog I've seen in my life, almost biting the wall. So, Baruch Hashem, that's where I'm going, Baruch Hashem. Okay, can I do Or Chozer? Can I push it back and let go? Tough. Then, my daughter was persistent. She's Taurus, persistent. Like I said to them, forget. They're going to forget everything we told them. Don't worry about them. So they forget. Baruch Hashem, the one upstairs forgot. This one consistently with the computer looking for a dog. Baruch Hashem, God bless her. So she found this German Shepherd. I said, Baruch Hashem, German Shepherd is good. I had a dream. It's not exactly what I saw, but Baruch Hashem. They go there and they come back with a dog. What happened to German Shepherd? This little thing looking exactly like my dream. So I asked Debbie, so what did we learn about ourselves by having a dog? So Debbie said, it's the ability to care about your children, your family, and now another level. And I said, what is that another level? It's going back to giving. Because those of you who never have children, you know, children, you have to take care. Same thing with a dog. If you bite something wrong, this, that, it's caring. All of sharing is Or Chozer. We're not capable of sharing because we don't believe we have enough and we're worthy enough. We have enough. If I go to any business negotiation, I go with the ego. I go because I know I can give you something you don't have. I will never walk into a place to negotiate if I think I can give you something. It's selfish of the person to walk into a meeting when he's there, what can I get? walk with ego that you have a lot what to give. I would never walk into a room if I have nothing to give. Why? Do you understand that understanding? Before I'm going in deep, you need to understand that. Oh, Jose, what are you giving? This lady is screaming, calling me, I don't know if this man is for me. I'm calling off the wedding. They were in love for 2 years, enough with calling off the wedding 2 times. What happened now? Well, you know me, Leo, I'm tough, I'm New Yorker, he's California, that. So what's wrong with California? What's wrong with you? So then I tell her something that changed everything, they get married. What did I say to her? I said, do me a favor. Can you try to marry him with the thought of what you're going to give him, not what you're going what he's going to give you? I said, what are you talking about? She was like in a different space. I said, just stop. If there is something about you that can benefit him, if there is nothing that can benefit him, it's not a good marriage. She said, what about him? I said, that's not your business. She went, started crying, of course, for 3 days, panic. She woke up, she called me, thank you. Oh my God, she said, I never thought about it. I said, are you joking with me? I said, yes. I thought I'm giving, I love him, I do. But to marry for the sake, can I help that guy to reach the next level? Because I want to choose a guy that I can take him to another level. Not a guy that can make me buy, I don't know, stuff. It's boring. Receiving is boring. Giving is fun. What's good about receiving? What are you going to do with the receiving? Sit on a yacht in, what do you call it, south of France? I'm rich. Hey, everybody know I'm rich? Let me put the sign on the yacht. I have private jet, I have this. And then what? It's so lonely. Giving is fun. Hey guys, I have yacht. Please, we have 10 places. Come with us. We want to take care of everybody. That's fun. Have ego as a giver. You remember? Have ego as a giver. Have ego as a or chozer. Then the system change, and then the nourishment is coming. I'm not talking about just money. You understand? There's people who go to hospital. This guy, 92 and a half. 2 cancer. 3 heart attack. I never saw a person who's happier than him. He go there, 92. Nurses, hey, you look good, are you married? Because I'm about to get available. You know, the wife is kind of old, that's how we talk. How does he do it? And I look at him, and I'm teaching spirituality, Kabbalah, motivation. I look at him, I said to him, I love you. I say, oh, I'm not available. So I said, no, I really love you. I love you, I can't help myself. I'm looking at you, you are the love of my life. I tell him, I can't help it. I just, the way he talked to the nurses, and he told them, hey, you should change your shoes, and when he leave the hospital after he's okay, the nurses cry. This is the best, and he's the sick guy, not them. Oh, Jose, you always give. Oh, Jose, then you have enough room for the system called the light to come in. But if you're all day long, me, myself, and you have to jump on the opportunity, let's say we need to put up this microphone here today. Let's say, that's the sharing of your day. And you didn't see it? You can beat yourself up for not seeing it, that's good. But not more than 10 seconds. But then, I want to take the opportunity next time that I will do that sharing to put it here. And if you don't see it, look inside. Why didn't I see it? My ojos are not strong enough. So how can I receive more? So in everything, how can I give? In everything. And everything. How can I give? How did I miss that opportunity to give? And then go on and give. Don't sit. When you find yourself that you don't give, first thing you gotta do, stand. Because some people sit and think what's wrong with them. That's called depression. Get out. Jump. And say, I got it. I'm creating new ojos there now. New system is about to come in. That's it. That's it. That's the name of the game. Today, for the first time I walk a dog, somebody chased me. A person. My God, very insistent. Yo! Don't answer my call! So my God, how did he find me now early in the morning? So what call? And the dog, you have to watch, the dog doesn't eat something wrong. Oh my God. So what call? Say, I build organization, you told me you can help me with building that organization, how to set it up, how to set up the account, this, because I do that for a living. I said to him, but I gave you the name of the lawyer, I gave you the CPA, I gave you everything. It's what I do for a living. You know, did you send me any check for this? I mean, you want to continue? Come to my office. We set up. I show you how to build it. And he went back to his car and never saw him again. He chased me to accuse me that I don't answer the phone. After he realized that my help cost money, he went back into his car. The beautiful about Or Chozer, more sharing you do, you're allowed to be yourself. There's nothing to be ashamed. It's all beautiful. It's all good, you know? But it's not to offer, and you have to be careful, it's not to offer because you want people to like you. That's not Or Chozer. That's a hook. If I give you, beautiful fettuccine Alfredo, and I look at your eyes, what do you think? So it's not about, I don't give you fettuccine, I give you evil eye. Leave me alone. Give me the fettuccine and go, leave me. Let me eat it. Why are you looking in my eyes? I'm feeling very comfortable if you put me in a kitchen, any kitchen. Any kitchen you throw me with whatever food you have, I will turn it into something. It's my area. My area is a very simple area. I believe it's my number one area. Teaching is my second, you know? But kitchen, you throw me even with one knife, I will turn it in. So if you throw me to a kitchen and I make you food, it will be my Or Chozer to you. And then it's not that I'm going to care. So I have ego, then I know what I'm doing. That type of ego is a healthy ego. When you say it, say it. When you say an opinion, all that opinion. If it's sharing, why are you sorry to say it? Some people say, sorry, I'm not sure. It was hesitation. I call it hesitation driver. You ever saw hesitation driver? People who are not sure if it's Wednesday or Thursday, or I have to turn right or left, or maybe I go heaven, or I go down. You ever drove behind people like this? Hesitation driver, I call them. I always, Debbie, tell me to stop doing it. I say, please open the window. And I always tell them, don't hesitate. And sometimes they smile, sometimes they get angry. You're hesitating too much. Don't hesitate. You want to stop aside, stop. You want to go, but don't think. Why you think? Because you think, how can you receive more? And then everybody around you have to stop. But you share your flow. Your flow. Receivers are never flow. Because they think. What people need to think? How can I get? What can I take? How can people recognize me? Flow, sharing is a flow. You just give. Don't think too much. Give and leave. Give and leave. Don't need to thank you. Don't need to appreciate. Give. So, going back to the meeting. So the meeting at that school. So I saw that it's a disaster. So I gave them Dvar Torah. I gave them a piece of Torah from the Bible, something nice from the Bible, that there is no chance they would know that piece. So I see that, you know, when the eyeballs start moving. Wow, that's very, 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 very nice. So yeah. Should I continue? And then they show me what they know. And then, you know, so all of a sudden, what did that come from? People have shell because of insecurity. They don't believe in themselves. They hate themselves. If you do sharing, don't think about yourself. Don't think if they like you or not like you. If they want you, they don't want you. Share. What can I share with that person? It doesn't mean me physical. Be careful. You're not sharing water only or a drink at the bar or money. No. How are you? Last story. I know I'm telling a lot of story happened to me today. It's a weird day today. Mm-hmm. How embarrassing. Early morning in the mikveh, 6 a.m. You know what's going on in the mikveh? How people look like in the mikveh when it's a bunch of guys. You know, I would look, and the guy next to me say, hi. Not the place to say hi. Not the place. People don't say hi. You don't speak in the mikveh. You go in and out. And outside they say hi. But this guy decided to say hi. Hi, who are you? You can't say no. Say, hi. My name is, it means Avram. What is your name? So, my God, this is really happening. Soon I'm going to put those, sticker. So I said, Eliyahu, you're insecure a little bit. It's very interesting. So how can you share with him? So I'm thinking in my mind while he's talking. Like, I'm smiling. First, I'm smiling. Because, you know, I hope he doesn't look down. He looked from here up. So, you know, it's interesting moment. Smile. Hi, my name is Eliyahu. He said, what do you do? I said, I do this, I explain what I do, I teach, I do this and that. He said, what do you do? I said, well, I'm selling fabric. So okay, very nice, selling fabric. I didn't know this business still exists. We started a conversation. So we share. And we both walking out together because usually I dress very fast, like, and I'm out. But not nice to stop the talk, and we walking together. Yeah? And he said, nice to meet you, this, that, good luck with what you do. I said, good luck to you. Sharing is in the air, no embarrassing, no problem, no nothing. Once you want to give, but once you want to receive from a person, you always will hesitate because your normal tendency of the soul of the human being is to give. We don't want to receive. We want to give. What gives you happiness is giving. So I hope this preparation, what I just did, even it sounds simple and I don't like to do it, doing Talmud Esrei Sfirot, I like to go core, hardcore, that. But it's important for you to understand the Or Chozer. You have to be in a position of Or Chozer because the system by itself will benefit you. Don't worry if you get or not get. Don't worry about it. Create enough Or Chozer and stop thinking what the person think of you, because that's receiving. Stop giving only physical things, because then you are put them in prison. It's a condition. If I give you money, you have to like me. You understand? You have to, like, on Sunday morning I had a meeting. So I had a meeting, and this guy I know is super talented and genius and smart and everything you can imagine. And he's sitting there and said, Leah, I want to get you food. And I said, no food, no drink. I want to talk only the talk. I said, no, no. I said, no. I know you. You know me. Please don't give me anything. So, okay, let's talk. So we talk. We talk what we need to talk. It was beautiful. And I explained to where I am. He said, hug. And a friend, he sent me text. Giving. It's have to be giving in the air. Okay? So, עכשיו, now, let's see. אתה תבין מה שקשנו להלך אפשר לאור עליון שהתפשט רק בגימל בחינות. בין שאינות לכלי קבלה בגילה בחינות הללו. Why is the light, the nourisher, the creator, give light only in the fourth phase? Why does it give to the other three? Because there is not enough desire. והמבואר תבין היטב, שבחינת הקבלה לתואר נובעת גם אתה רק מבחינה ד'. So the engine of receiving coming from בחינה ד', coming only from the fourth phase. אלא שבחינת כלי הקבלה של האור החוזר עולה מזיווג דעקה שבבחינת דלת ואור חוזר זה. בחינת כלי קבלה נמצא בקו הנמשך מאור אינסוף ברוך הוא לתוך חלל והוא ממש כמו בחינת דלת בעצמה. We know that after צמצום, there is no longer בחינת דלת. There is no longer fourth phase. Because everything is covered with מסך. But the מסך, the curtain, that push back the light that try to get in, because the light will never stop. What's the amount of light that want to come into the fourth phase? Same amount. The amount never change. You can never stop the amount that's supposed to come into your life by stopping it. It can never stop. Actually, by stopping it, you'll be forced to receive it. Because you're stopping it, create or chozer enough that you will get it. You understand? It's the system. So, Rav Ashlag asks, so, what's happening with that light? That light hit the masach, become or chozer, become a returning light. That returning light become the new vessel in the same level of the fourth phase. So it's strong enough to draw the light that they need to draw. Now, why am I mentioning all those examples today to you? Because sometimes when I say light, people don't materialize the word light into your life. Light means fulfillment. Fulfillment, any type of fulfillment. It can be physical fulfillment or spiritual fulfillment. That's light. Light means fulfillment. To be fulfilled. To be happy. So you want to be happy. There is. Happiness is here. But I don't receive it because I didn't create a system called Or Chozer. It's simple. You create that system, Baruch Hashem. You couldn't be okay. Don't create the system, Chas V'Shalom. The light will flow. And that's turned into dinim, judgment. Because the light is keep knocking. של האור החוזר מול זיווג דעקה שבחינת ברוך הזה הוא בחינת כלי קבלה נמצא בקו הנמשך מאין סוף ברוך הוא לתוך חלל והוא ממש כמו בחינת דלת בעצמה שבחינת קבלה שבה אין סוף ברוך הוא. So the fourth phase only happened after, before the צמצום, before the contraction, okay, before the צמצום. But after the צמצום now there is a linear light that come down. That linear light can only be received through האור החוזר. We are a creation after the linear light. So we only can receive through Or Chozer. We cannot receive direct anymore. For that reason, all the mitzvot, all what we do, all the rules of Judaism. People think the rules of Judaism is some kind of religion. No. Because what is a Jew and what is Judaism? the Jew represents the fourth face. That's what the Jew represents. He's the fourth face. So what do you need to do? Not to get nothing for themselves. People say, chosen people, chosen people, chosen people, chosen people. You chose to receive nothing. Are you ready still to be chosen? No! If I tell it to people, sometimes they say, you've been chosen to basically beg it off. I say, that's not nice. And they get angry with me. They say to me, what about the goyim? So the goyim, in the English language, it's called gentle, Gentile. From the word gentle, because they come from the triprinot, from the 1, 2, 3. They don't have a strong desire. They don't. If you find a goy with a strong desire, it's a Jew. Because today we don't know who's a Jew, who's not. You understand? You find that you go to children in Israel. You ever talk to Israeli children from 6, 7 years old? It's different. So it's not, I'm not trying to judge on the different. It's different. It's a headache for me. I cannot take it. And I'm Israeli. I cannot do it in Israel. I'm going to Israel, I'm getting a headache. 24 hours, I'm finished. I cannot handle that. It's intense. And I'm intense and it's intense. I can't handle it. The intensity is never stop. Israel, not Israel, Jerusalem is Pchinat Dalet too. It's for phase two. You understand? Jerusalem, Pchinat Dalet. The people who born there, Pchinat Dalet. How do you make it there? Now, what about the Muslim who live there? I don't know if they are Jewish. Nobody know. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe the Hamas are Jewish. Hezbollah maybe are Jewish. You don't know anything. Nobody know. You understand? Because we lost 10 tribes. Nobody know where they are. Otherwise, they wouldn't have that strong desire. A goy is a shaliach. He's a messenger. He has to do his job. There is real goy, real Gentile, and fake Gentile. Fake Gentile is a Jew. Real goy is doesn't have desire. They don't have something for themselves. They don't born with that. You understand? It's not. I don't want it to sound to speak bad about Jewish people here. It's not my intention here. My intention is to explain the source of those prinotes that Rabbi Isaac Luria explaining it in different book. You need to understand it. So that's why when you convert somebody, when you put him to the mikveh, you make it a hard time for him. Even then, you know, in the mikveh, that's the last thing they do is the mikveh. While they're in the mikveh, we try to convince them maybe to change their mind. While they're in the mikveh. Can you imagine? In the mikveh, naked. Are you sure you want to become a Jew? That's part of what you need to do to them. Do you know what they're going to do to you? They're going to hate you really bad. We can give you towels, bottle of wine just to get out of it, and no problem. They hate you. We give them all the list of what's wrong with that. Why? Because whoever really convert, what is conversion? Can't convert the body, convert the soul. Because somebody who's converted means is nefesh. We have nefesh, ruach, neshama, three level. The nefesh finished last lifetime the tikkun. So you need to come next lifetime. So the Jew come next lifetime without nefesh, come with neshama and ruach within a body of a non-Jew. Do you understand? But I don't want it to sound like we are against Jew or we are better for going. I'm just giving you fact, spiritual fact. Like it's not like this bad and this good. We have different job. We have different job. Why we have to do 613 mitzvot? Why? Why you make it such a difficult? Why? For the goy, 7 mitzvot and it's done. They cannot kill. They cannot steal. They cannot eat organ from an animal when it's alive. They cannot cheat on the wife or husband. There's 7 mitzvot. 365 not to do. 248 mitzvot to do. How many of the Jews really doing it? Maybe 3%. It's embarrassing. This Judaism is so important. 3% really keeping? Like all of it? What's going to happen with the world? Judaism, the oldest religion. How many people do you keep it? 3%. Huh? Very successful program you have here. You give them such a difficult thing. It's all day long, oh chozer. What do you think the Judaism is? Oh chozer. What am I doing all day long? Oh chozer. You be with your husband? When you be with your husband? You be with your husband, you have to wait 2 weeks, and after 2 weeks, you be with him. That's the sex life between a couple in Judaism. And when to do it, and what time, and how to do it. The women, what is this? I had a woman here, Orthodox, she could not go to a rabbi with her husband. She asked me the best question. I love how she asked it. And the woman said, Leah, we want to ask you a personal question here. Please answer the truth. Is it true, this whole business with the Nida? I don't know if you know what Nida is, like with the period and the mikveh and this. Is it true, like my husband is very religious. He told me I cannot do this. So I was very strict, you know, when people ask me about those kind of things. I said, it's absolutely true. This is the rules, this is it, follow it. So you sure? Because it depressed me, I'm very depressed. So I'm sorry. But I will tell you why you're depressed, not because of that. She was shocked, she started crying. All what we do in Judaism is or chozer. You either give or you stop receiving. What left of you? What left of you? You make money, 10% for maaser, truma, contribution, and tzedakah. Three type of giving. Like this is even in time of the temple. You're not allowed to touch your first fruit coming in the tree. It's going to the Kohen, Levim, your sheep, your thing, everything. All day long, or chozer. Nothing is mine. You feel like nothing is yours. If you have a field of oranges and you come to collect the oranges and it fell, you're not allowed to pick it up. You look at the rules, you will be shocked. It's for the poor. That's from God, it's for the poor. And you have to live in the corner, it's called Pe'ah. An old field just for the poor, and you have to leave it alone so the poor, when they come, they will not be embarrassed to collect the fruit from there. I'm just giving you a few of the mitzvot so you understand. It's all day long about not me. When is my time? Like she asked me, when is my time? Not me all day long. This is not covering my head. What left of me? She's so funny. She's so funny. I wish she could talk in public because she's the funniest person because she presented funny. And when you look at life like this, it's Ochozer. So people ask me, so why the Gentile don't do Ochozer? They should do Ochozer too. For their desire, they don't have Prina. For their desire, they do enough. They do enough. They don't need to do that much. Because the engine of receiving is not so strong. So they don't need to do a lot of reflection back. And they do anyway. It's so easy for them to give because the engine of receiving is not so strong. For that reason, if I ask, you ask all my friend from the army, you know, what would they tell you? I don't need any Israeli woman in my life. I don't need any Jewish woman in my life. I love the Gentile woman. They are the best. They take care of you. They even have a video on that from Israel. How many Israelis don't want to marry a Jewish? It's easy. And the woman don't ask you too many questions. What's wrong? Well, life is beautiful. Beautiful. And it become a big thing now. Why? Because the engine there is not strong. So she doesn't have to pull him. So the men become weaker, the women become stronger, and the women don't know how to make. So when I said to the woman, listen, Bnei Israel, the Israelites are gone, bring them back. Chaval, chaval. And this is all the Or Chozer you gotta do, all day long. But for that reason, there's mitzvot. That's the reason there is, before you eat, you do bracha. Why you do bracha? I don't want the food. I want just the bracha. Some people eat to do the bracha. Some people do bracha to eat. If you do bracha to eat, it's not or chozer. But you say, you know what? I don't want to eat, but I got to do some bracha. Yalla, let's eat something. It's all day long. Shabbat is something else. Because Shabbat, what is Shabbat? Shabbat is Malchut going up all the way to Bina. What does that mean? Or Chozer is happening by itself on Shabbat. You don't need to do Or Chozer on Shabbat. So what do usually you learn? I'm sure you know by now that the sex life on Shabbat, it's okay. The food is okay. Eat as much as you want. Everything is okay on Shabbat. After Shabbat, you got to do the work. All the work. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. Not easy. Not easy. And for some reason, a lot of Goyim, a lot of Gentile, get attracted by Judaism. Why is that? Because they're so gentle, they don't have a desire to receive for themselves. So gentle that they think maybe that's another way to give. It's easier for them to give. But the real test is to find the most selfish, greedy person receiving and being capable to do ochoza. Those are the people. You have to read, remember, tonight about Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was the biggest criminal in the time of the Talmud. I don't know if it will mention everything. And then he became one of the biggest rabbi. One of the biggest rabbi. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan saw him and he was about to jump with Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan's face was so beautiful. So he thought it's a woman. So he jumped to the river of the Jordan. So it's a man, he has the beard. So he say, woo! Rabbi Yochanan can read mind, say, listen, I feel your energy. I know you think you're not worth nothing and you're the worst person in the world. But just ask yourself, how come you did what you did, all the crime you did? Who gave you the power? And he changed him, he convinced him. And the end of the story is not so nice. I don't want to tell you. You should read everything about it. But you should do, he was a gladiator, he was everything. You should read about people like that. It's not people who born goodness. You know, when I meet people, oh, it's so nice, so good, okay, so good, nothing. When I hear a rough person who can make a difference, I enjoy that. Because that's mashmaut. There is a meaning to it, you understand? There is a meaning to it. You know, if you see a Kabbalist in Israel, you see Kabbalist here, very different. You know? You see this Rabbi Shmuel in Israel when I, you know? He's a fun guy. He's eating in the middle of the study pistachio. He's taking his vitamin here. Because it's not important. I wouldn't judge him, but if he will come to America and do it, he will be judged. Because we have to be in style according to the frame. You know? When he's eating pistachio, what is he eating with the spoon? I listen to what he teach. Zem Chazak Baruch. Very nice. Etz HaChaim, the way he teach it. Very nice. The twist that you give to the book. I love it. You don't look at the pistachio. You don't look if he's screaming at one of the students and embarrass him. I don't care. Who is he? You know, how can he change? And that's what, when you get to O Chozer to the highest level, you start seeing the world differently. You no longer, yes, there is difference between people. Yes, there is difference between where things are going. So when you walk from now into a room, I don't care if it's a disco, club, or doctor office, you walk. You walk. I'm arrived. You have to hear the announcement. Okay, he's here, he's arriving. I went to a doctor office. You know, you check your, before the doctor see you, they check blood pressure, all kind of thing. I told you this story, right? So I'm sitting and the nurse who taking me in, you know, I read people, of course, you know, hand and face. Look at their eyes, something's off. But, so I'm trying not to ignore it, because that the nurse is supposed to give me. Not, I'm not supposed to start taking care of her now. She asked, are you okay? You feeling okay? Because, okay. So the voice not good. The look not good. What? So she, you know, she, they pump like they do the blood pressure. And then a head fall on my chest. I said, hello? I said, hello? Excuse me. Don't know what to talk to. I'm in the doctor's office. I said, hello? What do I say? I don't know what to say. I have a nurse follow me. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Say hello. I pull her ears to her because that's usually in dark. Say hello. I say, are you okay? I say, of course I'm okay. She just came in there. Okay. So I went to the doctor. It's funny. So doctor, I think, is the nurse okay? So yeah, it's okay. What's the problem? So no, I'm just saying, maybe. I didn't know if I saw it anymore. You start doubting myself. I said, I think she fell on me. It's okay, maybe. Yeah. The next week I had to come for blood. Drawing. I said, gone. So what happened? And everybody, it doesn't matter, doesn't matter. So no, what happened? It doesn't matter. Quiet. What I'm trying to tell you with that, when you walk into a room and you are it, you affecting everything because you come to give. If you walk to the room and you think you are a piece of nothing, then you receive. Do you understand what you're doing? You are taken from everybody in the room. Stop with the fake humbleness. Walk in. Hey, I'm here. Yeah. You know, you walk to Whole Foods, you have to hear the announcement. Okay, Mr. Gian just arrived. Everybody, please let the lettuce open. You know, it's a good ego because once you hear it, now how can I give? That's healthy. Healthy. How can I give everybody? How can I say also good morning? Like this guy in the mikveh. He did better than me today. He did better than me in the mikveh. He was giving first. I was embarrassed, you know, it's not the right time. Start smiling. I thought, you know, something going on there. I say, hi. So, whoa, this is going deep. So he said, hi. I said, hi. But he was sharing. He was giving. And I said, nice guy, Avram. Nice guy. God bless him. He want to make me happy. He want to make me feel welcome. Do you understand? When you feel good about yourself, you can give. But if you feel terrible about yourself, you want to please. No, because they're in pleasing. It's only you exist. You know? So it's say like that. באופן שאתה לאחר הצמצום החסר מבחינת דלת האור חוזר נולד על ידי המסך שבא במקומם ואבן את אבל. Please understand it carefully, sir, Avashtag, that the אור חוזר is the actually new receiving from now. So you no longer have the original receiving. You have now אור חוזר is the receiving. הכלים דעשר ספירות דרוש אינם אלא שורשים לכלים. Please listen carefully. The vessels of the 10 ספירות of the head are only roots of the vessel, but they are not vessel yet. Let's understand it. והנה נתבהר את אשר הגם שיש דל לתכנות ברצון לקבל, מכל מקום אין כל הבחינות נחשבות לכלי קבלה, אלא רק בחינת דל בלבד. Repeating רבשתה, repeating again and again and again, only the fourth phase is the receiving force. Only the fourth phase is the receiving force, even if there is other vessel called בחינה א', ב' וג'. גם נתבר שכלי הקבלה של קו הזה נמשך מאין סוף ברוך הוא, תוך חלל אחר הצמצום, הוא בחינת האור חוזר. Where is that אור חוזר in the linear light? Where is that אור חוזר in the linear light? This returning light, where is it? It is, it's a כלי הקבלה של הקו הזה נמשך מאין סוף ברוך הוא, תוך חלל אחר הצמצום, הוא בחינת האור חוזר, עולה מהמסך שבחינה א', כי אותו לא נולד בחינה ד'. The line itself that you see, the linear light, is the אור חוזר. Is the אור חוזר. Why? Because where is this line came from? בחינת דלת say, I don't want to receive. I don't want to receive, create curtain. Create curtain, the light hitting the curtain, going back to the endless, going back to short, to the roots. And now there is only small amount of light that's coming down. That means this is by itself, is the אור חוזר, the line, compared to the circle. נעשה על ידם מוכשר להיות כלי קבלה. והתבהר במקומו שהאור חוזר הזה לא נקבל לתפקיד הקבלה לגמרי. You will understand, I'm already there, you will understand that even the returning light is not the end. You will see, after returning light, there is another light that born. It's never end, it's a beautiful system. Beautiful system. עד שמתפשט, I want to stop here. If you think רב אשלג, for a second think it's not worth it to teach this knowledge. You think any of this will happen? Any of this will happen. Do you understand how much you prevent with your insecurity the world from revealing what you're supposed to? If you shy to say hello to somebody in the supermarket, say, listen, I want to share with you something I learned from Eliyahu here, it's important, but you're too shy. How much you prevent from that person? You don't know the story. You don't know there's a thousand stories to everybody. You don't know. Do you understand? There is people. You don't know who they are. Touch. Avram didn't know who I am. Always going to mention Avram now. He did better. Avram didn't know who I am because of what I told him where I am. I'm sure he's checking me on Google now and he read. Good. Good for Avram. Because he wants to be nice to me. So when we go out of our insecurity to be nice to others, it's all chozer and automatically everything starts to work. Rav Ashlag, Rav Brandwein, the Rav, of course. All those people was not busy caring what people think. Insecure people start leading a group, disaster will happen. The one in Germany, insecure guy, read about him, you should read. Stalin, insecure. Saddam Hussein, insecure. Gaddafi, insecure because his mother was Jewish. I know his aunt from Khedera. But he wouldn't hide it all his life. Insecurity, he was afraid they would find out. Who was not insecure? The guy who went to prison in South Africa. Mandela. Mandela his name? Yeah, he was not insecure. You should read about him too. What he was thinking only? Sharing. When you think sharing, it's over. it's all nonsense anymore. When you worry, it's receiving. What can I give? People ask me to write a curriculum for school, for children's school here. I said, I'm not sure I'm the right person for you, but let me tell you what I can do. I'm not saying it for being nice or being polite or being humble. Fact. That's your curriculum. I think you have a good job. Michelle brought me a client here, he's very famous and rich and all this, that, to do healing. So I'm working on his body, I'm working on him one time. Second time I'm working on him, I said, listen, you're good. You don't need to come back again. His wife came and she told me, nobody ever did it to my husband that he was so nice to him and don't take advantage of him. Because they know who we are, we know who they are. Said, you really changed the guy, she told me. Nobody ever did. So what I did, I lift his insecurity into feeling good, and that's it. That's how you release a person. You understand? You, and of course she come after and said, my God, a person who can hook people to stay here for another 10, 20 minutes. Said, no, you good. Do I need money? Do I need? Of course I do. But why would I act with my insecurity? Then I cannot do healing. Then I cannot do business. I cannot do nothing. I have my problem. I have my fear. I have my issues. But I cannot act on those things when I work with humans. I'm not allowed. Because when human is the creation of God, I have to give. What can I give that human being? Otherwise, I don't want to talk to him. Whatever I be tough on you or nice to you, it's giving. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's very important. So, so you need to remember something we didn't study yet, and Rav Ashlag will explain it later. Below the curtain, there is also light. This is we didn't study yet. So when the curtain push the light back, you have to be ready because the new study come. The curtain push all the light up, but you need to know that part of the light go below the curtain. We didn't study it yet, it's deep, but I'm preparing you because Rav Ashlag said, we're not going to talk about it now, but we will talk later. And Rav Ashlag give us a hint that below the curtain of the fourth phase, there is another curtain because it's like electricity. It's going up and going down and going up. It never stops. The nourishment of the Creator, the Divine, blessed be He, never stop, guys, never stop. How can we stop? How can we stop? והם הכלים האמיתיים של הקו האמור. And thus, the Or Chozer is the real vessels of this line. משאין כך דלת הבחינות הראשונות שיעשו בכוח זיווג דרכה במסך ולמעלה, עד השורש כאן נחשבות רק לשורש הכלים. If you look, what is the vessels that draw the linear light? It's only through the masach, because it's a small amount of light. What is the original vessel that draw the entire light? The four phases, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. So the four phases are no longer the vessels. They are shorshe kelim. They are the roots of the vessel. They are the reason. They are the cause of the vessel. It's called shorshe kelim. Shoresh means roots. Meaning it's not the vessel, it's the roots of the vessel. מטעם שכל אחד מסוח אינו אלא יכול לעלות עם האור החוזר הזה ממקומו ולמעלה, אבל כנראה שם על הבחינת אור בלבד, בלי שום אביות המסך. Because the אור חוזר cannot take the curtain with it. He just touch the curtain and go up like a hit it and go up, and he cannot take the curtain with it there. לכן אלו כלים אמיתיים. If it will be a real vessel, then the vessel will go up with it to the light. But because it's light that hitting the curtain, and it's light that go up the curtain, there is no vessel. You understand? It's only something, the result of other system. So the Or Chozer is only a result of other system. So if a person is not have capability to give, what do we know about them? That also the desire to receive is weak. You understand? You know, hosting people, right? You know how much Debbie and me love to host people. You know about how we give, we love to give everything. Then you know we like to receive everything. There's nothing that we're not going to experience, nothing. We are people that will go to Miami, to any place which you call fancy, and in about 2 hours it will be over for us. Like, what is this place? What is this? And people, for them, for people with a small vessel, it's enough. Not enough. Because if I would run this hotel, I will make sure that people will receive more. You understand? I'm busy with how much can I give you? Can I challenge your giving? And Debbie challenged me 1 hour ago to see if I can do something for her that is impossible. She gave me the impossible. I love impossible task. Love it. Can't stop now until I make it happen. Because giving is fun. I don't get people who think about giving. I don't get couples who talk about, we're not sure if we share the account together. So what are you doing together? Well, just you live here, she live there, you know, have sex, have a few children, shalom aleichem. Share the account together. What's the account? You don't believe you can make more money tomorrow? No. So you are dry for me, you are boring. I don't want to talk to you, you're boring for me. I want to talk to people that know it's possible to give. I want to talk to people that when they have a bottle of scotch, how can I give? My kid was experiencing something. A gentleman came to see me, has some problem. So I took one of the most expensive bottles that I have and I pour it out and I pour it to him. He was shocked and looked at me and said, yeah, you know what you're pouring here. I said, oh, what's something wrong with it? I won't be able to share. And he started feeling comfortable, he started to pour it to himself. So my son asked me a very nice question. I said, did he say thank you for your time, thank you for the drink? You sat with him for 2 hours. He said, no, he didn't. I said to me, why? I said, his capability to receive is not yet strong. But I look at his eyes in him, it's tremendous. So sometimes you have to be with the person, remove the layers until you find that person. And when they're ready, teach them to give. The only cure, teach them to give. And if they cannot give money, drink or something, tell them, I want you to come clean the floor. Clean the floor. Give them what we call illogical job. I want you to go make me a tea. What does it take to make a tea? They say in the Talmud that the only way you receive all the secret from your teacher is by making them a tea. Tea? That's it? Yeah, you make them a tea. My mom know it. So my mom, whenever there is a Kabbalist, she will send me with the pot and food to send me all over Israel to give them food. I said, Mom, stop. So I tell you something, do it now. So I have to pack all the food and go to them and say, this is for my mom. Her name is Fortuna, Mazal Fortuna. Here's the food. For my mom, please bless it. And my mom called me. Did he eat from everything? I say, eat from everything. He got the fish, he got the bread, he got, yes. Oh, she said, I'm happy. So it's a tradition. I remember one time, I was a young boy. I was very sick as a kid. When my book will come out, you will read about it. I was very sick and my grandfather was dealing with mysticism. And we didn't know how much. So my mother used to get fish. In those days, it used to be a live fish. You buy it from the guy and he give it a, you know, he hid it and that's it. So sometimes he clean it, sometimes not. My mom take it home to clean it. And the fish come back to life. My mom has a lot of fear issue. As she cleaning, she taking the kishke out, the thing, the inside. I don't know if you ever did it. If you didn't, I can teach you how to do it. You have to know how to do it. So she's smart. She put it in the freezer. She hid it, it died. Put it in the freezer and said, I want to make sure it doesn't come back to life. She take it out, let it sit in the water and let it wait to make fish for the night. The fish without stomach, without it, start to jump. I remember it as a kid. She put it in the garbage and it started jumping. You have no idea. She starts shaking from fear, doesn't know what to do. When we told the story to my grandfather, he started crying. His name is, my grandfather is Avram. His name is Avram too. So, my grandfather started to get angry with my mom. They speak Arabic. He said, shame on you. It was a soul that I was supposed to elevate. Why didn't you bring it to me so I can do bracha on this? You know, we went into the things. So I didn't know. I said, no, it's a soul. He was so angry with her. So, what I'm trying to tell you, everything around us waiting to be elevated, if you do. Okay? I don't want to talk too many examples because the time is off. לכן אין לנו כלים המתאים לרשות לכלים. אחר כך שהאור חוזר הזה מתפשט למטה במקום מסך, אז מולד עם אוהביות של המסך גם כן, ואז נעשה לבחינת כלים המתאים, ועד כאן למדנו. So, after that light go below the מסך, then he take part of the מסך, and he become a true vessel. But we didn't study that section yet. Hopefully next time we will study more of that. Okay, enough. Hopefully you remember this lecture well.